F. Promoting Degenerate Culture. The Wall Street Journal published a report quoting the U.S. Census Bureau, finding that in the year 2000, 55% of people between the ages of 25 and 34 were married, and 34% had never been married. By 2015, these figures had changed to 40% and 53% respectively. Young people in the United States are avoiding marriage because in today's culture, sex and marriage are completely separated. What do they need to get married for? In this degenerate environment, the trend is toward casual, no-strings-attached hookups. Sex has nothing to do with affection, not to mention commitment and responsibility. Even more frightening is the profusion of myriad sexual orientations. Facebook's user profile options provide 60 different types of sexual orientations. If young people can't even tell if they are male or female, how will they view marriage? The evil specter has used the law and society to completely rework these God-given concepts. Homosexuality and other degenerate sexual behavior was originally referred to as sodomy in English. Sodomy is a biblical reference to the city of Sodom, wiped out in God's wrath for people's practice of sexual degeneracy. The word sodomy serves as a warning to humankind that disastrous consequences will occur if people stray from divine principles. The gay rights movement worked very hard to appropriate the term gay, a word with an originally positive meaning, and lead people to further sin. Adultery used to be a negative term referring to immoral sexual habits. Today, it has been watered down to, quote, extramarital sexual relations or cohabitation. In The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne, Hester Prynne committed adultery and struggled to remake herself through repentance. But in today's society, repentance is not necessary. Adulterers can enjoy life holding their heads high and proud. Chastity used to be a virtue in both Eastern and Western cultures. Today it is an anachronistic joke. Passing judgment on homosexuality and sexual morality is forbidden in the dictatorship of political correctness. The only acceptable stance is to respect others' quote, free choice. This is not only true in everyday life, but throughout academia, where morality is divorced from practical reality. Deviated and degenerated things have been normalized. Those who indulge in their desires feel no pressure or guilt. The devil's plot for humanity's damnation is well underway. Western people under the age of 50 can barely remember the culture that used to exist in society. At that time, almost all children grew up with the presence of their biological fathers. Gay meant happy. White wedding gowns represented chastity. Pornographic content was banned from TV and radio. But that was undone in just 60 years, as the devil completely overturned the traditional way of life.